Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
Welcome back to the Good Night Dad podcast. Today's episode, we're going to treat like a lightning round. I've got Amy Avampato back with us today, and we're going to talk specifically about the initial process on homework at the grammar school level. Amy, tell us about initial and homework.
Initials that are written by the parents on the student's homework are their sign that says, I'm satisfied with everything that my student's done to prepare on this home day for what was required. And that's bottom line. So in that, that's where we're talking about the power to have the freedom to manage your homeschool day how you'd like it. In our structure at the grammar school, we are in a partnership between classroom teachers and parent teachers. And I should say, I would put parent teachers first because parents are choosing this homeschooling journey. Our structure is set up in the sense that we provide the curriculum and the pacing and the lesson plans. And that is what we call a home study sheet. And weekly, parents are given this home study sheet, and they're responsible for everything on their home day to cover that. And that would be like studying for tests and preparing for poems and getting ready for book reports and projects. Most of it is paper and pencil activities. And some of it, though, is going to be presented like a recitation of a poem. So it's not always something that you're initialing. For the things that you're initialing in your workbooks, your math, your reading, your writing papers, those are the activities that you're responsible for. And this gives us a partnership with accountability. And so as we're providing a service to families, we have the expectation that parents are taking the lead on doing the nitty-gritty at home. So at school, we're introducing lessons, beginning the conversations, beginning the work. And at home, we're passing the ball to the parents, and they're continuing that process until they feel their student is at a level to where they can reflect mastery of that subject. Well, they come back and take their test at school to show how they're doing. So in the initialing process, say on a home study sheet, parents have a grammar book, they have a writing paper, they have a history narration, and they are working through their day. Initials are a parent's tool to use to manage their home day. We want to empower parents to be able to manage their home day in a way that fits their family goals, that fits their students' learning styles, and fits their family schedule. With that being said, we hope that parents are able to take a home study sheet and analyze it and look at it and say, you know what, you're really doing great in grammar. You know your nouns. This is lessons on nouns, so I'm going to have you do a couple just to show me that you really understand, and then I'm going to initial this, and we're going to be done with grammar for today, even though you haven't finished all of it.
Right.
Or, you know what, you are really struggling with borrowing, and so we're going to spend extra time today on your math and go over this until you're understanding it more clearly. You work through it, you get the student to work more on some problems for borrowing. He might already know the three-digit addition problems. He might know the decimals. You know, cross those out if he's already clearly understanding those and spend more time on the parts that they don't know. And then initial it. Initials give parents power and freedom, I call it. We want to enable them to be able to monitor how well their student's doing. And that involves character as well as academics. And so in that sense, you may be dealing with a student. Your child that day is just having a really hard day, and he's just not being respectful. He's slacking. His responses are not godly. And you can take that time. We hope that we would take the time to deal with the heart of our kids before we dealt with the academic part. So you might not initial off on that very easy lesson. Maybe he did a narration, and it only took him like 3 minutes. And the whole time he was griping or complaining or whatever it is that maybe y'all been working on, you could say, you know, bud, I appreciate that you know how to write a narration, but I'm more concerned that your heart's not right. So I'm not going to initial that. Let's go back and visit and talk about this, and let's see if we can do this over with a good attitude.
I guess what I can appreciate most in that is that there's a performance standard required for the student and the parent as far as the rules that are in place for requiring a signature. But what you're speaking to is there's even a higher standard sometimes that we have to be willing to require of our kids. If the paper they wrote, the subject that they're working on, even if it's adequate, if their heart isn't right in it, maybe it's time that we redo that, we revise that. Maybe you need to rewrite that because I just know that you can do better. It moves beyond the actual physical signature in a sense that I'd just encourage moms and dads especially that the signature thing, don't let that become your standard. I mean, obviously fulfill the requirements of how we do things at MCA, but even beyond that, just begin to look for a standard and let this help be a tool, like Amy said, to help you identify really where your kid's at on that particular subject or in that particular day and use that to their advantage and keep raising the bar.
Right. So in keeping with the character of what you're working through with in your home with your kids, also be aware that you have the freedom to say, you know what, I can't read your writing. I'm not going to initial that till it's neat enough. Our goal is legibility. So let's work toward that. Or you might all have the flu. There's no way that's not on our plate today. This is like nothing that we can do. So we're going to initial it saying, basically, I'm aware that this assignment was due. We have the flu. We'll go back to it later. What we don't want parents doing is shortcutting and giving themselves less opportunity to engage in the learning process because they're saying, I just don't like grammar. I really don't like it, and I think it's okay for us to skip it. I don't think it's important in life, so I'm just going to initial it. That would be a very anti-MCA mindset.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Obviously, anytime there's freedom, there's the ability to abuse what's available to you. If you just begin to use initials to literally sign off on it so that we can move along, I think it's safe to say that that's not the best of things to communicate. And I guess what I would stress to folks, and if as a dad or a wife, mother, if there's something that doesn't appeal to you about the idea of having to do this, then we've either done a poor job of explaining it or you've done a poor job trying to understand it. If you're familiar with MCA at all, if you're familiar with Amy personally or with the administration, we don't do anything just for giggles. There's a purpose behind it and a well-thought-out purpose. As a dad, I just encourage you to help, to get a better understanding of it if there's any confusion. Amy's available. There's, like always at MCA, there's plenty of resources. That's something we may need to ask for help in. And if that's something that where you can tell that there's some abuse or some conflict causing complaint or strife, this whole initialing thing, that's something that needs to be addressed, and it's something that's easily addressed. It's just a matter of casting a sufficient vision for what it is that we're trying to do and what we'd like to see, and ultimately what I know parents would like to see happen in their kids. Amy, there are more important things than letter grades, but there are some consequences. There are some tangible, physical, grade-level kind of stuff that this initials affect, right?
Yes. We have it set up to where the parents are so empowered by this initialing that the students receive 100% on their homework grade if the parents' initials are there, and they receive a 0% if they're not, because the parents are in charge of the home day. They own the home day. They're managing the home study sheet and how the lessons are being done. And so this is the accountability that provides some tension, but as well as some freedom for the parents to decide, okay, what's our home day going to look like, and how am I going to wield my initials, so to speak, for the benefit of my student.
That gets right back into the having a bigger vision and understanding of what's going on the homeschool day. If this was just a homework assignment, and whether or not I as a parent put my initials on that page determines if he or she gets 100 or a 0, I could see why that could possibly be frustrating to somebody. But what's really going on is, that's not a homework assignment. That's their education that represents. And I'm their primary teacher with the primary responsibility for them getting that subject matter. That there's a lot more going on in me putting pen to paper and putting a G and an E at the top corner than a homework assignment. And I think the quicker we can get to understanding it at that level, the more clarity we have as we walk as parents and educators for our kids with that ultimate responsibility.
Because we really are driven in our culture and our society by the mark of the grade. And I know we all fight it, and we do need to have something that's a measure of whether we're understanding and mastering it, but we don't want that to be dictating our motivation and our desire for love of learning. We want to model a love of learning in the realm of what's most important, with our core values being truth, love, family, and initiative. that all plays into how our perspective on initials plays out, because we're honoring the truth of God and modeling that to our kids and saying, you know what, this is something that is important to me. And whatever it is, if it's character or if it's the academic concept or the relational part of what's happening between mom and child in that moment, really reaching down deep to say, okay, what is it that our goal is in this lesson? And why are we doing this? You always have to go back to the why are we doing it before you do the how. And that sounds a lot bigger than initials.
Yeah.
But it really does help in the process of gauging what battles to fight and which ones you need to dig in deeper.
Right. Amy, thanks for joining us again. That's a little more insight into the initials process on the homeschool days. And again, just challenge our MCA families just to keep pushing and to keep raising the bar. Ultimately, you are accountable for the education of your kids in your house. So just continue to step into that and enjoy the bountiful fruit of that. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Goodnight Dad podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy. Engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.